This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hamul Casino, San Diego's closest casino. Real close, real friendly, real fun.
Our friend Alex Morgan joins our program. Her second visit with Gwen and Chris. Alex, so much, so fantastic having you on again. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you guys?
We are excellent. Well. Thank you so much for joining us tonight, today, and a day ahead of the season opener, home opener, I should say, tomorrow night against Gotham at the University of San Diego, 7 p.m. for the Wave FC. Congratulations on a fast start. Had to be a great feeling to get out of Houston with an opening game win.
Thank you. Yeah, it was a huge win for us. And we were just looking forward to getting back here. There's nothing like playing in front of your fans. So having our first official home match for this season as a San Diego Wave, we're really looking forward to it.
Alex, I got to ask you, because I actually saw it in person. You had a terrific first pitch of the game here at Petco. were there any nerves flowing at all as you got out there and had to throw that pitch?
I mean, I have played in Olympic gold medal matches and World Cup championships, but there was nothing like throwing a first pitch for the Padres. The nerves were going, but I made it over the plate. I aimed high and I threw high.
Yeah, you got it right. You got it right. You didn't bounce it, which is the ultimate no-no.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I was just trying not to 50 cent it. I was like, go straight, go, let go of the ball before you go to first base.
So there's no comparison between taking a penalty kick in a World Cup match and throwing out a first pitch at a Padre game.
Everyone was watching. I was like, wow, this is like to either set them off on the like a good note or a bad, and they ended up winning after that first pitch. So clearly, it was a good thing.
Alex, you've gotten off to a great start yourself. I think four goals so far with the Challenge Cup and now into the opening of the season. I'm sure you wanted to, be a leader on this team, and part of being a leader is production and being able to get the job done, and especially as a striker, good to see the ball go in the back of that net. Talk about how you're starting to fit in with your teammates and how they're fitting in with you.
Yeah, that's literally my job. Put the ball in the back of the net. It doesn't matter how or when or whatever. It's like, yeah, get in the back of the net. That is how I am, how my success is. Doesn't matter if I have 10 terrible touches. If the ball goes in the back of the net, I had a great game. But it's been great. It's kind of interesting to think that we're like an expansion team and we're 3 months in, because it feels like this team has been around so much longer. And I feel like we had some success in the Challenge Cup. We kind of found ourselves a little bit, but getting that first win against Houston and now coming to play in front of our fans, they just rile us up, so we're really excited, and this team's going to do great things this year.
Alex Morgan joins us here on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad Fan Hotline. And Alex, I'm very interested to know, because I grew up, obviously, my father played the game of baseball. He was gone a lot. My mom was kind of both mom and dad at home. You're the athlete. You're one of the athletes in the family, and you have your 2-year-old daughter, Charlie. How is it juggling being a mom and also being one of the premier players, not only in the NWSL, but also in the entire world at your sport?
It's challenging. I mean, I'm always trying to figure it out on the go, but I'm just so thankful to be here in San Diego because I have family all within an hour, 2 hour drive. So if I need anyone to like watch Charlie or I need a little extra help or on game day, I kind of don't want to be mom 9 hours before a 7 p.m. kickoff. I not only have my husband, which husbands are useful sometimes, I also have grandparents and everything so for Charlie. So a lot of support here in San Diego. But it's challenging. You know, I go to training with my teammates, and they're, you know, I think they're hilarious because no one can relate to me. And they're like, what do you guys do after training? I'm so bored. And I'm like, I'm a mom. Like, what, like, why don't you come over one day? You can take Charlie for a couple hours if you're that bored. You know, please be my guest.
Well, you have so many kids who look up to you, not only Charlie, but all these other young kids and soccer players growing up. They look up to Alex Morgan. Have there been any crazy stories of meeting kids that have maybe gone a little bit, I'm just thinking the kids probably maybe freeze upon meeting Alex Morgan and you have to try to relax them a little bit. What is that like to have somebody just be so starstruck at the sight of you? That's got to be kind of an interesting feeling.
I mean, it's obviously so sweet. And the fact that we have so many young girls and young boys at our games that look up to us, it's just incredible that we're able to play here week in and week out and have, be role models and kind of, you know, help give opportunity to the next generation. I didn't have that growing up. You know, I never saw women's sports on TV. I rarely was ever able to see women's soccer, women's sports, like, live in person. And I remember one day meeting Christine Lilly when I was, like, 14 years old, and I thought it was the most amazing thing ever because she was real. She was a real person, you know, not just like a name or like this like figure on TV. And I feel like in a lot of way, that's us for a lot of young girls and boys. And so, you know, I think it's really great to be able to just for them to have more access to us and to be kind of paving the way for that next generation of girls to have even more opportunity than I do.
Alex, you've played worldwide. You've played international. You've obviously been in this NWSL league since its start. What is it about the NWSL as it continues to ascend that makes you confident that this is a league that has some staying power, that is the best league in the world in women's soccer?
Yeah, I mean, I truly believe that this is the best league in the world for women's soccer. The quality across the board, like, you're never going to get a game where, you know, it's absolute blowout. It's like a 6-0, an 8-0. Like, that just doesn't happen in the NWSL. Every single game, you have to put, like, your best starting lineup out on the field. You have to compete. It's so tight in this league. And, you know, any other player will say that. And we're also raising the standards for, like, the facilities, the resources. There's been a lot of setbacks, I would say, within this league. You know, the harassment and assault that happened, you know, throughout this league over the last 9 years. Hopefully we've set a standard for that to never happen again in this league. And then on top of that, you know, our viewership has been increasing exponentially. The standards of facilities and stadiums across each team has gotten better. So I do truly think that this is the best league in the world in terms of quality and resources. And now it's up to us to, you know, prove that and continue to have success and for San Diego to challenge that.
Should be spectacular tomorrow night, the regular season home opener for the Wave FC against Gotham, New York, New Jersey club coming in to take on the 1-0 Wave and Alex Morgan. Alex, last thing real quick before I let you go. I was watching the NBA the other night, came upon the commercial, a bowling alley popped up, Peyton Manning walked out, Steve Buscemi, Brooks Koepka, Jimmy Butler, and then, Alex Morgan popped up, and I remember that commercial from the Super Bowl. You talked about kids being starstruck. Any starstruck from Alex Morgan hanging around Serena Williams and the rest of that group?
I mean, they're just all the best, the absolute best at what they do. So to be, you know, alongside them is great, you know, and obviously they were a little impressed by my bowling skills, but I mean, I'm impressed by their other athletic skills. So it's fine. I taught them a couple of things and you could see on the commercial for yourself, you know, having a Michelob Ultra while you watch our commercial.
Very good.
Alex, one last one for me. Obviously, the women's international team here in the United States have had so much success. Why is it that the women have had such a dominant reign for so long in the sport of soccer? What is it about the United States and how they prepare the young women and women like yourself to play at that high of a level so consistently?
Well, I think when you look at, like, the history of soccer or, you know, football, as the rest of the world calls it, like, everywhere around the world has had, like, men's football leagues for, like, for, you know, 100 years. And in the U.S., like, soccer just hasn't been a thing until the last 20, 25 years. Mm-hmm. And I feel like at that point, the U.S. Soccer Federation, you know, started putting in efforts towards the women and the men's team. Was it equal? No. That's why we had a lawsuit. We were able to settle and get that moving forward. But it was better, you know, than a lot of other countries. We had more opportunity here to play soccer and be respected in women's sports than a lot more other places in the world. And I found that, you know, from the bottom up, like youth soccer, there's so many opportunities. That's where I think the most girls who play sports play is yeah. soccer. And now having this league be in its 10th year after two previous failed leagues, it just goes to show you know, the popularity of this sport in the U.S. You know, and the growing sport that soccer is, both on the men's and the women's side. A little bit of catching up we have to do on the men's side for sure. Yeah. But I think that just the dominance we've been able to assert 20 years ago, we've been able to uphold that, and I think that it's, you know, been able to show by our four World Cups, our multiple Olympic gold medals, and hopefully we continue to uphold that.
Alex Morgan, thanks for being so nice to this program. We appreciate it. Best of luck tomorrow night in the home opener. Congratulations to the Wave off to the good start. Keep it going, and we look forward to catching up with you soon. Maybe we'll all go bowling.
Oh, yeah, for sure. First, we'll get the win tomorrow night. Then we'll go bowling, and I'll kick your guys' butt again.
Yeah, we'd appreciate that.
Thank you, Alex.
All right, thanks for having me.
Thank you. There she goes, Alex Morgan, the superstar forward for the San Diego Wave FC, joining us on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Chevrolet, find new roads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.